From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, a program that celebrates roots music, Southern style. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents The Lilies.
Riding on that new river train, riding on that new river train, that same old train that brought me here, isn't gonna carry me away. Darling, you can't love one. Darling, you can't love one. You can't love one. Have any fun, no, darling, you can't love one. Riding on that new river train. Riding on that new river train. That same old train that brought me here isn't gonna carry me away. Darling, you can't love two. Darling, you can't love two. You can't love two. Your little heart be true. Oh, darling, you can't love two.
Riding on that new river train. Riding on that new river train. That same old train that brought me here isn't gonna carry me away.
Darling, you can't love three. Darling, you can't love three. You can't love three. Still love me, oh darling, you can't love three.
Riding on that new river train. Riding on that new river train. That same old train that brought me here isn't gonna carry me away.
Darling, you can't love four. Darling, you can't love four. You can't love four. Love me anymore, oh darling, you can't love four.
Riding on that new river train. Riding on that new river train. That same old train that brought me here isn't gonna carry me away. That same old train that brought me here isn't gonna carry me away.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Hello and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of our program. Red Barn Radio is now in its 18th broadcast season, and this is our 694th live studio performance. To keep our staff and our musical guests safe, we will continue to abide by state and local guidelines concerning cleanliness and personal protective equipment. For now, our Wednesday performances will take place without a live in-studio audience. And now, folks, please welcome to the Red Barn stage, The Lily.
You be the cross tie, I'll be the rail. You be the hammer, I'll be the nail.
If we get together, there's no way that we can fail. You be the cross tie, I'll be the rail. Look at all that work that lies before me. Wonder how I'll ever get it done. But I know I can if you lend a helping hand. Two is so much more than one. You be the cross tie, I'll be the rail. You be the hammer, I'll be the nail. If we get together, there's no way that we can fail. You be the cross tie, I'll be the rail. You can help me harvest all my peaches. I can help you pick all of your beans. When it's supper time, you can have whatever's mine and share what you got with me. You be the cross tie, I'll be the rail. You be the hammer, I'll be the nail. If we get together, there's no way that we can fail. You be the cross tie, I'll be the rail. We can put our differences behind us, step by step, mile after mile. We'll accomplish more than we ever did before. Start and end each day with a smile. You be the cross tie, I'll be the rail. You be the hammer, I'll be the nail. If we get together, there's no way that we can fail. Cross tie, I'll be the rail. You be the cross tie, I'll be the rail. You be the hammer, I'll be the nail. If we get together, there's no way that we can fail. You be the cross tie, I'll be the rail.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with the Lilies. Here's Brad.
Welcome, one and all. I'm here this evening with Mr. John Lilly, and John was here with us many moons ago. He was just a child then, but now he's a grown man with children. I'm so glad, John, you're here again, and really happy to meet these guys. We saw, not Mason, but George. We saw you, George, on the Appalachian Folk Festival.
Ever since I was, well, younger than I can remember, I went to a festival called Jackson's Mill in West Virginia, and so from birth, really, I was around this kind of music. I was always around it, grew up with it. Then when I got into college in Tennessee, I picked up the fiddle, and that's when just a lot of things really changed for me. I came back to doing this kind of music, real hardcore into the traditional kind of music, eventually transferred up to Glenville State College in Glenville, West Virginia, where I completed my education with a bachelor's degree in bluegrass music.
So, George, when you were in college in Tennessee, did you start college with music in mind?
I was a recording industry management major.
What was the school?
Middle Tennessee State.
Oh, gotcha. And they have a traditional music program.
I was actually not focusing on my traditional music at the time. My concentration was in songwriting, commercial songwriting. So I was doing a lot of my own original material. We do a little bit of my original material, but I don't think it's on the set list for tonight. But that's what I was doing in Tennessee at the time, and then I picked fiddle up. I just sort of started leaning a little more towards the traditional stuff and completed my education in bluegrass.
Hold on, Molly, I'm coming. Hold on, Molly, I'll be there tonight. Warm breeze blowing and the sun sinking low. So Molly, hold on tight. Our years here together, heaven on earth, work and pray side by side. Banjo ringing, your voice like a bell, green eyes sparkling bright. You took your baptism in the Ohio River, passing steamboat whistle blue. No house of gold or tramp on the street.
was ever a stranger to you. So hold on, Molly, I'm coming. Hold on, Molly, I'll be there tonight. The warm breeze blowing and the sun sinking low. Molly, hold on tight. Try to carry on like you asked me to do. Now my eyes are heavy and I'm drifting off to sleep. Our years of waiting are through. So hold on, Molly, I'm coming. Hold on, Molly, I'll be there tonight. Warm breeze blowing and the sun singing low. Molly, hold on tight. Traveling that highway home, I'm traveling that highway home. A warm breeze blowing and the sun sinking low. Molly, hold on tight. Yeah, Molly, hold on tight.
Hey, Mason, you spent a good chunk of life actually not but 3 or 4 blocks from here.
Yeah, I did my college education at Transylvania University, just up the road from this studio. I'm actually kind of a relative newcomer to this kind of music. I, of course, you know, grew up around my dad tagging along to his shows all the time and festivals and whatnot, so I was immersed in it, but I never really picked up a stringed instrument or sang or anything until pretty recently. I played clarinet ever since middle school.
Oh, really?
I was just kind of in a different musical sphere, and then sometime around like 5 or 6 years ago, something like that, I think we were on a camping trip and just started singing around the fire. I started kind of just like chiming and singing the tenor parts, some of the songs that we were singing, and we decided it actually kind of sounded like something worth working on.
Yeah. Was there a time when you felt like you were kind of repelled by traditional music?
Never, no. I've liked it my whole life. I've been going to Clifftop with my family for ages. I love old fiddle tunes. Actually, before I picked up the mandolin, I would take my clarinet up to these string band festivals and just hop in with the fiddle players and just start playing along on the clarinet. And just, that was more accepted some places than others.
I was going to say, I can see you getting mixed reactions depending on what festival you're
Clifftop
at.
Clifftop likes it a lot.
Music for you is just something you do as a pastime?
It's a thing to do with my family. Right now I'm down in Atlanta getting a master's in computer science at Georgia Tech down there. So I live pretty far away from these guys and we just have to kind of fit in the music where we can, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
In 1801, pegging on. In 1801, pegging on. In 1801, pegging shoes is all I've done. Hand me down my all my peg.
Machine.
hanging on. They invented a new machine, hanging on. They invented a new machine, a peg one shoe, it pegs 15. Hand me down my all my pegging on.
Have you always sort of had a dream of doing more playing and performing with the guys?
It seemed such a remote possibility when they were like 8 and 10 years old. I just couldn't picture these guys being these guys.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple years ago, all of a sudden I realized I had this great resource right at my fingertips. I had Mason and George both growing into wonderful young men and great musicians, and they wanted to play with me. It wasn't weird for them to play with their dad. They liked to do that, and we found ways of stacking our voices that worked and switching the instruments around that gave us a lot of opportunities to experiment. And I didn't imagine that we'd be on the radio or cutting a record or anything like that. That's all recent stuff for us, but it was fun. I remember the first time we sang together, I cried. Tears came down my face. I said, this sounds really good.
So, John, let's go back to your sort of roots. You were born in Chicago.
Yep. Well, I was born in Chicago in 1954, and we moved to Kansas almost immediately, and I was there till about 1960. And so I learned, my first memories are of Kansas. And then we went to Chicago, and I went to through grade school and high school in the Chicago area. I went to the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. People would always say to me, you're not from here, are you? And I said, well, actually, I am. They didn't think I acted like a Chicagoan. They didn't think I talked like a Chicagoan. My taste in music was always pedal steel guitar and fiddles and yodeling and harmonies. And I just didn't fit in Chicago. And so I went down to Champaign, and I started getting to know musicians from around central Illinois and Missouri, St. Louis, and eventually hitchhiked out to West Virginia and discovered there was this whole world out there that I didn't know anything about, but I fit in better with the music of Appalachia than I did in the music of Chicago. I like the blues. There's a little bit of hint of the blues in some of my music, and Chicago is a great classical music town. It's a great folk music town, but I felt more at home in the Appalachian region and the musicians and the music I found there.
What did you do when you were in school?
I graduated high school in 1972, and I graduated from college in 1996. So I was on the two-decade plan. I went to the University of Illinois and started out majoring in business administration, and that was a mistake. And then I changed my major to broadcasting, and that didn't work out, and so I ended up in sculpture.
What in heaven's name made you go into business administration?
I took some bad advice.
Oh. Been a long time traveling here below, long time traveling away from home. Been a long time traveling here below, just to lay this body down. Your fleeting charms of earth, farewell. Springs of joy are dry. My soul now seeks another home in a brighter world on high. Been a long time traveling here below, long time traveling away from home. Been a long time traveling here below, just to lay this body down. Farewell, ye friends of tender care, long engage my love. Your fond embrace I now exchange for a bitter friend above. Been a long time traveling here below, long time traveling away from home. Been a long time traveling here below, just to lay this body down. No more will
sin. Disturb my breast, my God will frown no more. Sweet streams of love, divine shall yield transports unknown before. Been a long time traveling here below, long time traveling away from home. Been a long time traveling here below, just to lay this body down. Cheerful I leave this veil of tears where pain and sorrow grow. Well, come the day ends my toil and trouble here below. Been a long time traveling here below, long time traveling away from home. Been a long time traveling here below, just to lay this body down. And fly the interposing days, Lord, send the summons down. The hand that strikes me to my grave shall rise me to a crown. Been a long time traveling here below, long time traveling away from home. Been a long time traveling here below, just to lay this body down. Just to lay this body down. Just to lay this body down. What I thought was, no matter what I do, I'd have to have a background in business. I wanted to be self-employed. Sure. I thought if I start a grocery store or start a band or a record label, I'm going to need to balance some books. I'm going to need to know about taxes. I'm going to need to know about business. I didn't want to work for a big company. But the University of Illinois is a good school. It's a big school, but it's a big business school. People in business administration at the University of Illinois, they want to work for 3M or they want to work for General Motors or a big company. So it was aiming toward that direction, and that wasn't where I was going.
But when you were there, you were already playing music.
Oh, yeah.
Where did that music come from?
I've always been musical. I started playing harmonica when I was 3 years old. My mother liked to tell stories about me going around the house singing Tway Twain, Tway Twain, going so fast. And so I always played music ever since I was a little kid. I wrote my first song when I was about 5 or 6 years old. I used to make up songs just because I thought it was easier than learning them. I remember we're driving down the road, and my parents had taken us to a restaurant or an ice cream shop or something. I just started going, thanks for taking us, Mom and Dad. Thanks for taking us, folks. Thanks for taking us, Mom and Dad. Thanks for taking us, folks. That became a family anthem. We sang that in the car for years, and we'd sing it over and over again and louder and louder. And so I've always had music in me. I've always been writing songs. I've written hundreds of songs.
When I first come to this country in 1849, well, I saw many fair lovers, but I never saw mine. I viewed it all around me, so this long journey I'm a dreading for to go, nor the country I'm a leaving, nor the debts that I owe. There's only one thing that sure humbles my mind, that's a leaving my darling pretty Sarah, my bride. Fare thee well to old mother, fare thee well to father too. I'm a-leaving for to ramble this wide world all through. And when I get weary, I'll sit down and cry. And I'll dream of my darling, pretty Sarah, my bride. My love, she won't have me, so I understand. She wants a freeholder. I love a letter that she might understand, and I'd send it by the water where the islands overflow, where I once loved her dearly, and I don't hate now. If I was a turtle of had wings and could fly right now to my lover's lodging, tonight I'd draw nigh, and there in her lily white arms I would lie there all night and watch them little windows for the dawning of day.
Mama's darling boy, sing a little song called Soldier Joy. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Bet you $5 if you can't guess who.
Coming up on Red Barn Radio, The Lilies, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.
Sweet potato vine, grasshopper sitting on sweet potato vine. Grasshopper sitting on sweet potato vine. Long little chicken and says that's mine. Thank you.
Welcome back. Coming up on Red Barn Radio, The Lilies, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. Roots music, Southern style.
Nashville in 88 is when I started work at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. So I was there from 88 to 92 and writing songs. And
you made it to West Virginia from Champaign. You went Champaign to West Virginia. In my mind, putting little pins on the map now.
Oh, you got to start over again.
You ended up in West Virginia after Nashville?
Here's the quick explanation. I went from Chicago, well, to Kansas, back to Chicago, to Champaign, Illinois, to Fort Collins, Colorado, to Santa Cruz, California, to Cincinnati, Ohio, to Nashville, Tennessee, to Asheville, North Carolina, then to Nashville, Tennessee, then back to Morganton, North Carolina, up to Elkins, West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia. And I've been in Charleston, West Virginia since 1997. That's longer than I've been anywhere, including Illinois.
Huh.
So I've been in West Virginia since 1992. What is this? It's about 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Bounced around. I was in bands
sure
and trying to find a girlfriend and
stuff. First and foremost.
but anyway, I ended up in West Virginia and I like it there.
How did you end up being a tour guide at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum?
I've always been interested in the story of country music, the history of the music and how it came about. I'm comfortable talking in front of people, and I can walk backwards and talk at the same time, so that's important with your tour guide. I knew some people there, and I used to go for visits to the museum, and I thought it was the coolest place in town. It was a good fit. I worked there full-time for, I guess, 3 years. Eventually, I had to wait tables to make a living because it was a minimum wage job at the museum. Fascinating place, though. I met all kinds of people. I spent a whole day with Eddie Arnold one time.
Oh, come on.
He showed up early. He had a 3 o'clock appointment at the museum to do some kind of a speaking engagement or something. He showed up at 9, and they needed somebody to sit with him. They didn't want to just put him in a room by himself, so they came and they got me, and I hung out, all day I hung out with him. I remember at one point about 2 in the afternoon, he goes, "You want to hear the rough mixes of my new record?" I said, "Sure." So we go out and we sit in his Cadillac. I'm sitting in Eddie Arnold's Cadillac. He's playing me the rough mixes of his next record. It's so cool.
Oh, John, that is sweet.
Down on the swamp called Atchafalaya, where they eat gumbo and jambalaya, I know a spot where you and I can go loving on the levee tonight. We'll be loving on the levee, loving on the levee. We'll be loving on the levee, just we two in the old bayou. Be loving on the levee tonight. See them fish jumping in the water, gonna hear them bullfrogs when they holler, gonna bring that ring that I bought you. We'll be loving on the levee tonight. We'll be loving on the levee, loving on the levee. We'll be loving on the levee, just we two in the old bayou. We'll be loving on the levee tonight. If our dreams are true and strong, we might stay out all night long. The moon and the stars, they start to fade, and with the ring on your hand, there'll be no more waiting. Make big plans for our wedding day. We'll be loving on the levee tonight. We'll be loving on the levee, loving on the levee. We'll be loving on the levee, just we two in the old bayou. We'll be loving on the levee tonight. We'll be loving on the levee, loving on the levee. We'll be loving on the levee, just we two in the old bayou. We'll be loving on the levee tonight.
It was the first day of December, 1821. They were packed and ready, just waiting for the sun. Hezekiah Johnson and his young wife, Anne, stood beside their wagon as the day began. They were headed out across the endless plain, aimed to have their fields planted before the April rain. They said a silent prayer, hoping for the best. They bundled up their baby boy and began their journey west. They had 3 dogs came with them. They made the journey too. Old Faithful, Old Reliable, and good old Tried and True. Old Faithful was the oldest, crippled and half blind, but they loved him too much than to see him left behind. Old Reliable was a hunting dog. He ran far ahead, brought back squirrels and rabbits to help keep the family fed. There never was another dog like good old Tried and True. People still recall his name and the things he used to do. One night a pack of coyotes came down from the hill. They made a circle around the camp, ready to make a kill. But old Tried and True was ready, hidden out of sight. He jumped and killed the leader with a single bite. He chased the other coyotes back into the dark and quietly went back to sleep without a single bark. The Johnson family pressed along. Their days were getting shorter. They had 100 miles to go before they reached the Texas border. But the sky was changing and the wind began to blow. The gentle rain that fell all day became a blinding snow. It came on so suddenly it caught them unawares, but a light off in the distance seemed an answer to their prayers. They bundled up their baby boy and headed toward the light, praying for a miracle that cold and snowy night. When the sunlight finally shone across that frozen plain, it was a cold and deathly silence. Not a sign of life remained. rescue team came on the scene from a town nearby. They were startled when they heard the sound of a lonesome baby cry. They quickly found the source of this solitary wail and dug down quickly in the snow and found a frozen tail. It was the body of Old Faithful, lifeless and forlorn, along with Old Reliable, victims of the storm. But Old Tried and True was still alive, 3 feet beneath the snow, nestled with the baby to keep him from the cold. That orphan child lived out his life in that tiny prairie town, and Old Tried and True stayed by his side till the day they laid him down. My great-great-granddad owed his life to a miracle or two, Old Faithful, Old Reliable, and good Old Tried and True.
Lord, let your spirit bend close to me. Let me feel heaven's cool breath on me. Radiant beauty encompass me, and faithful forever I'll be.
Spirit bend close to me. Take me and make me whole.
Saints shine down, illuminating the world around. Although my body to earth is bound, a twinkle of heaven I'll see.
Spirit bend close to me, take me and make me whole. Touching with their wings upon my cheek, leading and guiding me as I seek the pathway that you made for me.
Spirit bend close to me, take me and make me whole.
You have something else in the musical oven going on right now that involves the three of you.
That's right. We responded to a talent search in Boston, Massachusetts, a recording studio called Plaid Dog. And they liked us. They decided that we won. They're offering us a contract to record an album up there. And so they're going to do a crowdfunding campaign. We're going to try to raise about $10,000, $12,000. That ought to be enough money to record this group here and a CD and have our harmonies and our songs down on a CD, and we'll send that out and see if we can't get a few gigs.
Do you plan to also perform up in New England as well when you're doing
at
this time?
Yeah, if we can. Right now there's not much performing going on. I'm hoping that in time that'll open up and that'll become more of an opportunity for us. But yeah, I look forward to playing up there, and once I get the CD out and send it out to a few people, I don't want to play a bunch of $50 bar gigs. I want some nice jobs. So I want to put my boys on a good stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Red Barn Radio or something.
Like excellent.
That.
Well, aim high.
Now, last time I seen you, I was falling apart. Coming unglued, I was taking it hard. Gathering pieces of my broken heart, but I'm much better now. I'm much better now. Now, last time I seen you, my eyes are all red, drunk and disorderly, sore and upset. Couldn't forgive and I wouldn't forget, but I'm much better now. I'm much better now.
I'm better now. I'm better now. I'm much better now.
Now last time I seen you, I was crying out loud. I was failing and flailing and fixing to drown. Headed for hell, I was half the way down. But I'm much better now. 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 I'm much better now.
I listened through some stuff from your State Songs album, which I really enjoyed.
Thank you.
That seemed like that was a project that was a large-scale project.
I've traveled a lot. I've been to 48 of the 50 states. I've been to many other countries as well. Over the course of years, I'd written songs about a lot of these states and people I met in the different states, and I just got it in my mind that I would like to do a recording of it, and I wanted every song to be distinctive. I wanted every song to reflect the music and the culture of the state that it was about. I wanted to use different musicians on every track. I wanted it to be big, and I wanted it to be released on a national level. I wanted it in Cracker Barrel restaurants. That's where I wanted it. It came out just great. The Louisiana song is Grammy-winning Cajun musicians. The Wyoming song has three-part yodeling. The North Dakota song rocks out. The Kentucky song, which I'm going to do here in a few seconds, reminiscent of Jimmy Rogers, who did some recording in Kentucky.
Huh.
And I found out once it came out that I was wrong about the public interest in it. There was, people were not interested in any songs but their own state. They would say, well, where's the Michigan song? I don't have a Michigan song. I got all these other songs. Well, where's the California song? There's already songs about California. So it turned out to be a million seller. I got a million of them in my cellar.
In Kentucky, where's the... In Kentucky, where the grass is blue. In Kentucky, got your barbecue. In Kentucky, where the horses run. In Kentucky, well, son of a gun, you can find me in Kentucky, 'cause that's where I belong. Yodelay, yodelay, oh, yodelay. In Kentucky, the whiskey flows. In Kentucky, the tobacco grows. In Kentucky, cats are wild. In Kentucky, got your southern style. You can find me in Kentucky, 'cause that's where I belong. Yodelay, hey, yodelay, oh, yodelay. Got the colonel, got the chicken, got the banjo, got the picking. Got more pretty girls than a passenger train can hold. In Kentucky, up in Louisville. In Kentucky, can taste it still. In Kentucky, down in Bowling Green. In Kentucky, think you know what I mean. You can find me in Kentucky, 'cause that's where I belong. Yodelay, hey, yodelay, oh, yodelay. Got the roses, got the tulips, got the derby, got the juleps. Got more pretty girls than a passenger train can hold. In Kentucky, where I was born. In Kentucky, on a Monday morn. In Kentucky, where the hound dogs bay. In Kentucky, where I plan to stay. You can find me in Kentucky, 'cause that's where I belong. Yodelay, hey, yodelay, oh, yodelay.
Thank you very much.
Give a little, just a like a 60-second workshop in yodeling for people out there listening who are like, how do you do that yodel thing? Like, what is a yodel actually, musically?
Well, it's like this, Brad. It started when I was a teenager. Male and female voices, they have a low range, a chest range, and an upper range, falsetto or head voice.
Head, yeah.
And what you're doing is going from this voice to this voice, and you're getting a little something they call a glottal stop. It happens in your larynx. And it's a little, almost a percussive sound that gets when you do it just right. Once you get that, you can yodel, you can sing any words you want, any notes you want, as long as you have that little glottal stop.
How much space is between those two notes?
It can be anything. It can be an octave. It can be a fifth. It could be a sixth. You can even yodel the same note. I've tried that. That was a one note. You can do any interval you want. It's just that where you're going from your chest voice to your head voice. Or some people go from the head voice to their chest voice. Anyway, there's different things you can do. But my hero in yodeling is Jimmy Rogers, father of country music. And his yodel was not, he had a few fancy yodels. Most of his yodels was just a simple turnaround yodel, that was what they called it. Hank Williams, you put yodeling in the lyrics of his songs. Got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. He would put the yodel within the lyrics, and I like that stuff too. But I like yodels that are simple and clean. I admire and respect the people who do that really contest-style yodeling. Ornate stuff. I don't do that, and I can't listen to very much of it. I can listen to the slow, sweet yodel all night long.
Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a land on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Shackles on my feet, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from these prison walls I've flown, I'll fly away.
We'd like to thank the Lilies for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers and staff for their help in making our production happen each week. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our program and our guests. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And now, once again, please give it up for the Lilies here on the Red Barn stage.
I'm headed towards the sunset time, traveling the highway home. I'm leaving this world lost and far behind, yeah. I'm traveling the highway home. So
folks and said that I'd never be traveling the highway home. And I repented and he had to flee, so I'm traveling the highway home. I'm traveling the highway home. I'm traveling the highway home. So narrow the way, thank God I can say I'm traveling the highway home. Lay out the markers for me, traveling the highway home. It's there in the Bible, clear as can be. I'm traveling the highway home. I'm traveling the highway home. I'm traveling the highway home. So narrow the way, thank God I can say I'm traveling the highway home. Well, sometimes the road feels weary and long, traveling that highway home. But in my heart there's always a song, so I'm traveling that highway home. I'm traveling that highway home. I'm traveling that highway home. So narrow the way, thank God I can say I'm traveling that highway home.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank John, George, and Mason, the Lilies, for being with us tonight.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.